Continuing in the Inyanim of Kedusha, we talked about the sugya of Kedusha and Taira. That there's an idea before anything of Taira, which is cleaning up a person's act. Kedusha is this lofty level of the result of a person who's cleaned himself and is striving for more. But a lot of times people don't clean themselves properly. They're a big chalent of Kedusha and Tumah. We talked about strange, spooky people that are products of Kedusha and Tumah. I'd like to continue with that, where we see in our own lives, sometimes, unfortunately, in yeshiva, people who are mixed with Kedusha and Tumah, where does it show up? A lot of times it shows up in speech, in nibble peh. You have a guy, and sometimes the biggest learners, the guys who are the biggest learners, and if you go to the dorm, they don't think you hear, you know, that anyone's around, but the walls are very thin. You can hear everything in this place. And it's unbelievable. Sometimes the people who are mamish, able to learn that Reb Chaim Brisker, get shot in the Tosfos, and you listen to them and you can't believe it's the same person. And sometimes it's even adults who've reached levels and it's unbecoming. We see, I've spoken to Bakram, they speak about these types of people, it's like the way they talk, it's like it's a mix of Kedusha and Tumah. So for sure, one of the madregas of cleaning up our act, we talked about staying away from bad things that are bringing us into the sugyas of znus. But ourselves, the way we speak, for sure has to be up there. And I think that it's very easy to be misakin this. I think that it's easier than some of the other nisyanis. And if we're not misakin it, we get drawn in because this is us. We are representing. When you speak, when you articulate something, that's you. And as much as you have that in you, the schmutz is you. That's what you are. That's what you're advertising. So we have to figure out what this sugya of nibble peh is, the chlal. And the truth is, it's somewhat mysterious because it's very serious. Nibble peh, you think, what could it be? It's not the Chafetz Chaim didn't write a whole sefer about, you know, nibble peh. It's not Lashon Hara. It's not this. But we see a Gemara in Shabbos. This is the sole Gemara that addresses it head on. Gemara in Shabbos on Lamed Gimel. Ba'avayin niblis peh. In the avayin of nibble peh. Tsaros rabbis v'gzeres kashas mitchadshes. Terrible things happen. U'bachrei sayne Yisrael. And teenagers. Mesim. They die. Rachman al-Tzlan. Yisaymim v'almanis tzayikim. And Yisaymim and Almanas cry out to Hashem. V'einam nenim. And they're not answered. What? Going on over here. This is very extreme. Shenemar, as it says in Yeshaya Test, Al Kain Al Bachurav Lo Yisamach Hashem Ves Yisoyim Ves Amenoysav Lo Yirachim. Hashem will take down the Bachurim Rachman Al Etzlan Almanas and Yisoyim. Why? Ki Kalu Chan Of Amrei V'Kol Peh Doiver Nevala. Everybody speaking nibble peh. Whoa. So when you see something's very serious and you think it's just a technicality of something that just happens on the basketball court, so then you realize that Chazal and you have a different approach over here. Chazal are saying that this is something that's more serious than anything I've ever heard of. You can't even daven. Hard to understand. We have to try to be magdir exactly what's going on here. And Bechlau, is there a mitzvah not to speak nibble peh? So for years, I thought not. I thought not, and I probably presented it that way. But it's not true, Rabbi Isai. In fact, I'll give you advice. If there's something that's very famous that people quote a lot, don't just say you know about it. Like, you know, there's a famous Ramban about Kedoshim to you, that you should be Kaddish Atzmecha B'Mutzalecha. You should make yourself Kaddish in things that are mutter. Don't eat too much. Don't be too much with your wife, all these things, excessive gashmias. So everyone quotes this Ramban, but I'm giving you advice. If you hear something's famous, don't be like me and just like think you know it. Read it inside. Read it inside. And over here in the Ramban this year, when I saw a gem. There's a mitzvah asse from the Ramban to stay away from nibble peh. The Ramban writes in Kedoshim to you, we brought, Rashi says, to stay away from Arayas. That's what we've been handling the whole time. With Rabbi Yeruchim's Yisai, that real Kedusha comes from staying away from Arayas. But says the Ramban, he says a person should be Makadish Atmoi Bimutterloi, and the things that are mutter. He shouldn't be in the gutter with what's mutter to him. And one of the things that he brings here, he says, Vigam Yishmor Piv. He should guard his mouth. From what? Mizgo Baribi Achila. From, you'll excuse the words, from pigging out. I don't know if they still use that term anymore. But it's a very disgusting term. We don't do that. Right? Fressing is a nice word. Right? But I guess that's what pigging out is. But we don't do that. From pigging out, meaning mamash, like that. That's not, a kadosh doesn't do that. But he says something else. Not just from that. But umin hadibur hanimas, from vulgar language. A person has to guard himself from vulgar language. Ki inyan shehizkir akasav Yeshaya tes tesayin vikol peh doiver nevola. The pasuk from the Gemara in Shabbos. Everyone speaking nibble peh. And you should be mekadosh yourself from this until you're totally distant from it. Shteitin Ramban, that there's a mitzvah aseh of being kadosh, like we've been speaking about the whole time, staying away from these things. And one of them is watching a person's language, making sure that a person is higher than these types of things. And Rabbeinu Bechai, in Parsha Shmini, brings the Ramban, and he's marich, and he says a fascinating thing. Who are the people in the Gemara in Shabbos, which is really a pasuk in Yeshaya, who get stuck in this? So I always thought this myself, but I'm a little twit. And now I have a Rabbeinu Bechai. It says, Bachrei Sona Yisrael. Isn't it interesting that Bachrim are the ones who are in trouble in the sugya? Yeshaya Hanavi says, Bachrei Yisrael. Why Bachrim? Says Rabbeinu Bechai in Parsha Shmini. He says, Bachrim are darkened bekach to speak nibble peh. So you have your Rabbeinu Bechai says it's not a new thing. On the basketball court, even in the time of Rabbeinu Bechai, and earlier in the time of Yeshaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says that Bachrim tend to have mouths that shoot off. But it doesn't potter anybody. It doesn't potter anybody. Dafka the Bachrim is the Siba for Hashem's wrath, because Hashem expects more. The Radak on this pasuk says that Bachrim also tend to wander with their eyes. They're in the gutters a little bit, so that's why they're shaykh to the sugya of Nibble Peh. So let's try to understand, what is nibble peh? What is it? Right? You have these concepts in the world. Baruch Hashem, I don't know much about this, but there's something called curse words among the Goyim. Right? There's ratings on movies. I hope that there's still ratings. I hope that there are. I can't even imagine what the cheshbonos are. But in the old days, you know, when you had to go out to the well to draw the water, when I was young, there was a concept that there were certain words that if you said them, you couldn't say them on television, and if you said them in something, it would then turn into PG-13. And if you'd say this word, it would be turned into, you know, rated this. And then once it's rated that, they throw in whatever they want. But words, where'd they get this from? That's a very high level of ethics. What is it? Are they right? What's the big deal? There are certain words for going to the bathroom. You'll excuse me. You can't say that on television? Can you now? Can you? I'm glad you guys are Amaratzim Gmurim, Chaste Hashem. But in my day, the way I understood, you can't mention certain types of ways to go into the bathroom. Why? What is so, what are these Goyisha kids going to have a Yerida from over here? What exactly is it? Does that have Shaychus to nibble peh? It's a good Chakira, because these are Goyisha concepts. Is there something called a curse word? You guys are going to come out of here with terrible mouths. You're going to say, Stark said I could say this, Stark said, I'm not. Baruch Hashem. Because the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim agrees. Listen to an amazing Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam says, why is our Lashon, why is Lashon HaKodesh called Lashon HaKodesh? Why is it called the Holy Tongue? Lashon HaKodesh. And this is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. This Rambam. And you can think about it and chew on it. It's in Chelek Gimel Perek Ches of Mor Nevuchim. And the Rambam says it's not a showing off. It's not his spirus. We're not trying to show off. Oh, we have a lashon that's kodesh. No. He says, why? Why is our lashon kodesh? Because our lashon is lacking something. It's missing certain words. Whoa. If a language is lacking words, that's usually a deficiency in the language, right? The whole godless of a language is that you can say everything you want. Guess what? In Lashon HaKodesh, there are words that don't exist. What words don't exist in Lashon HaKodesh? Says the Rambam, there's no words for private parts. Lo ligvarim v'lo l'nashim. Men private parts, there's no word. No word. For a man's private parts, no words for a woman's private part. Velola etzim pula goremis halada. And for a maisabia, there's no word in the Torah. We'll prove this in a second. The Rambam does. And there's no word for all of these types of things and going to the bathroom. There's no word for it. Says the Rambam, what's the word for someone relieving himself? Tsoya. Tsoya just means something that's yatsa, that goes out. What's the word for the man's private part? There is no word. It's called shafcha, which means something that flows based on the idea of when someone goes to the bathroom. What's the idea of be'ila? Be'ila is not a maisabia. Be'ila is showing a bilis, a control over a woman. It's a poetic way of saying you're controlling her. Shegel, says the Rambam, is just a way of referencing somebody who's designated for znus. He says there's no words for these things. And he says even when Chazal want to use words for them, they call it gid, they call it shesen. They don't have words for these things. Lashon HaKodesh is insufficient in these areas. What? Says the Rambam. You know why? Why does Lashon HaKodesh not have these things? Because the Rambam says that the whole idea of speech is above the behema in us. It's above. It's above the behemah narsav. So if a person wants to speak, why should he turn himself into an animal? The only words that are in Lashon HaKodesh are things that remind you that you have a neshama. Not that remind you that you're with your deficiencies. They're things that raise you up. And I was blown away. It says, Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'amim. Right? Hashem picked us from all the nations. And then it says something right afterwards. V'roim amtanu mikol ha'lashonos. And he lifted us up among all the languages. I'm just reading it literally. What does it mean that Hashem chose us as a nation and he raised us above all the languages? Pshat is like the Rambam, I think. He picked us as a nation, but he made us so sophisticated, so royal, so above all of these disgusting things. He made us kadosh, removed from them. The message over here in the Rambam is that a person who wants to be a yid is somebody who shouldn't be in the gutters. He should be removed from the gutters. And he goes further. The Rambam says over here, in this place, in Gimel Ches, he says, this is the site of Nibble Peh. He says, there are people who were given the power of speech. He says, and then they have the animalistic part of themselves. And the way they're supposed to get above their animalistic self is through their power of speech and their intellect. And what do? Instead of just being a National Geographic special from down here, from this part of the body down, you say, oh no, my mouth is going to be a behemoth. I'm going to take the very gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me to schlep me out of the sewer system, to get me out of the schmutz, and I'm going to turn my whole persona into all of these disgusting things. Says the Rambam, that's the stira to the Kedusha. Says the Ramban, Kedoshim Tiyu says that a person has to be meroimim, meroimam tanu mikol halshainas, to get above all of these things. It's very nice. It's very nice that a person has to go to the bathroom. He has to also has certain things that are on his mind. But to express them? Listen to the beautiful Lashon of the Gemara. How the Gemara deals with this. The Gemara says it gets worse for this guy. Why? Kol ha-menabel piv, afilu chosmin gzar dino shel shivim shana l'toiva. Even if he has 70 years of good on him, Hofchin alav l'ra. They all disappear to ra. 70 years is an entire lifetime. And then it says, V'od yodo netuya. Hashem stretches his hand further. Amar of Chanan by Rava. Why? What's so terrible? Hakol yoyidin kala lama nichnas alechupa. What's so terrible about nibble peh? Everybody knows why a kala goes to the chuppah. What is this? This is a very poetic Gemara. The Gemara says, you know what's so terrible about nibble peh? Everyone knows why a bride goes to the canopy. What are Chazal talking about over here? Chazal are already schlepping us out. Listen to the difference between what you and I think about when we talk about nibble peh and how Chazal address it. Chazal say, there's a kala. Beautiful, majestic. She's walking down to the chuppah. Why are you talking about a kala? I talk about a zona. Why are you talking about a chuppah? I talk about Because Chazal are already teaching us. This is the sugya. The sugya of Kedusha is there's a chassan and a kala. Not people who are running around on simcha spot. There are people who have one, there's one chassan, and there's one kala, and there's kedusha to their relationship, and hakol yoydin, everyone knows that there's something that's involved, that's physical in the relationship, but as Rashi says, you don't have to say it, because Hashem made it that there are certain things that are known, and the beauty of them is you don't bring them into speech, because you miss the message. The message is there's a kala and there's a chuppah. And you are on 42nd Street. You are on a street corner. Chazal are talking about a kala, a chuppah, beautiful things, and it's being totally reduced. The Stipler says, why do you have to tell chassanim that the archetype, the spitz dogma of a relationship of chassan and kala is the kruvim. The kruvim we know, we're dvukim zelizeh. We're dvukim zelizeh. Because that's the way a person is supposed to approach this sugya. Not in the gutter. If a person wants to understand what it is, the majesty, the beauty of it, it's kruvim. It's kodesh kedashim. If you could peek into the kodesh kedashim, you would see such beautiful things. And this koyach in a person to reduce everything to a cesspool by speaking about it and being misyachis to it and having no embarrassment, no busha. That's it. Game over. And it's unbelievable. It says in the Gemara in Chagiga, on Daf Hey, what's the scary thing that happens on the Yom HaDin? What is that scary thing? So, Debei Rabba Bar Shila Shamei Liyinuka Davi Kakari Hine Yotzer Hore Mubari Ruach Magid La'adam Masechai. Hashem's going to tell a person what his conversations were when he gets to the Olam HaEmes. What is that? What's the Seichai? Afilu Sicha Yisera Shebein Ish LeIshto. Extra conversations between a husband and wife. What's this? I mean, you're supposed to talk to your wife a lot, Rabbi Osai. And then when you're done speaking to your wife, you have to speak to her more. It's not talking, come on, people are going to hear the shmuz. Done. No. To speak and speak and speak and speak. And then speak more. So what does it mean, extra speech? Says the Rambam, in Hilchas Deis, Perek Hey. He's quoting this Gemara, Rabbi Isai. Halacha Dalet. V'lo Yaakov Roshim Yosef, v'lo Yinabel es Pib b'divrei Havoy, afilu beino leveino. Harei Omer b'kabbalah magid adam asechai, amru chacham afilu sticha kala bein ish lishto. Says the Rambam. You know what they're going to tell you in the Yom HaDin? You took a beautiful relationship and you used disgusting words that took all of that beauty and flushed it down the toilet. There's a Yom HaDin on taking all of the beautiful things that Rabbeinu Shalom brought into this world and having one of these disgusting lines that has nothing to do with a husband and wife, that only has to do with all of the disgusting things that people have seen from the time they're 10 years old until they're chassanim. And they reduce their marriage to this. That's what a person's going to find out about on the Yom HaDin. Is what happened to the Kedusha? The Kala who's Nechneses L'chumpa? Why did you reduce it to this? Why is it called Nibble Peh? Nibble Peh. Right? We love Lashonos. Nibble Peh. Says the Maral, I couldn't ask this question, but the Maral does in Nesivat Tznius. He says it should be called Nibble Lashon. Nibble Lashon. Why? Just like there's Lashon Hara. Lashon is where you communicate with your mouth. Not your mouth physically. Your Lashon is what you communicate with. All of your articulation comes from your tongue. Lashon is language, like we said before. Ramam Tanami Kolashonos. Why is it called Nibble Peh? Nibble Peh. What is this? Says the Maharal, there's a totally different sugya over here. A totally different sugya. The sugya of Lashon Hara is, oh boy, do I have what to say. Ha! Do I have what to say. It is good, let me tell you. Boom! That's Lashon Hara. I articulate something too good to be true. Gewaltig. That's the Yetzer Hara of Lashon Hara, and that's it. That's what Lashon Hara is. I communicated something. Boy, did I communicate it, but it was Ra. It was Lashon Hara. It was bad communication. What's Nibble Peh? I didn't say anything that needs to be communicated. Nothing here needs to be communicated. Hakol Yoidin Kala Lama Nitnas on the Chuppah. Everyone knows these things. Only the sickos are the people who speak about it. And I'm telling you something that you knew already, and now I'm just bringing you into the gutter. All I'm doing is I'm not communicating a kihuzeh. I'm taking my mouth and putting a sledgehammer on it, bashing my koyach hadibur. I'm taking my peh, my mouth, and being monobolet, says the Maharal. I'm taking it and I'm not communicating anything. If you think about it, the whole sugya of Nibble Peh is when you dafka don't want to communicate. You get aggravated at your friend and you have it with him. You go, Maisa Bia! Ooh, you really showed him, right? Number two! Ooh, I've had it with you, Maisa Bia, number two! Number two, Maisa Bia! You really said something, let me tell you. Good one. Let's chazer over your number two with your Maisa Bia and you mix them together. Gewaldig! You're not saying anything. What's the person doing? He misses a shot or his friend misses a shot. Boy, does he get on Maisa Bia for that one. What's happening? Any thinking person has to wonder, what in the world is going on? Says the Maharal, you're saying absolutely nothing. You're just using a kaya chatuma to destroy yourself. You're angry and you say, guess what, Hashem? You gave me a present. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to take every part of me that's human and I'm going to make it into, that Schwarze was on the court. I'm going to become a Schwarze, Hashem, because he missed a shot. Because I'm really upset. That's how I express myself. And we all know that when you say Nibble Peh, you feel so angry. You know how much angrier you feel? You know why? Because you brought in a koach hatumah that you can't get when you're just plain angry. If you put in Nibble Peh, you've got jetpacks of tumah helping you get angrier and angrier and angrier and angrier. It feeds on the whole thing. Much more angry than you ever could imagine. The Mesillas Yesharim says in Perek Yud Aleph that it's not just that Nibble Peh is articulating something that you shouldn't talk about. He says there are different types of arayas that you have. There's arayas, that's physical arayas, and then he says there's something called Nibble Peh, which is mechadish, based on Chazal, that it's called Ervas Dibur. Ervas Dibur, the Medrash says, Ervas Dabur is the Erva of Dibur, which means that every time a person's saying Nibble Peh, they're involved in Arayas, according to the Torah. Because what are they doing? They're destroying the Kedusha of Kedushin, of Nisuin, of marriage. They're taking everything and destroying it. How dare you be upset at your friend and destroy something because you're upset? Get over it. Cool down. But what are you doing? Such a kayach of kilkel. What is this concept called nibble, though? We did the peh part of this, the mouth, as the Maharal says. But what's a nibble of a peh? What does it mean to be menavel the peh? We love these lashonis. These are the keys. What does it mean, nibble? What is nivala? Nivala. So the Malbim in Yeshaya, in Percha Ches Dalet, says a beautiful yisayt. He says that every time something is external, it's not called a nevala. When something withers away and it's healthy inside, it's not called a nevala. A nevela is a dead carcass. It has no living, breathing nefesh to it. It's rotten inside. It's rotten inside. And that's why it's called a nevela, because inside it's rotten. There's something called Novel Tibol, where Yisrael says that Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to wear yourself out. You're going to run out of inner strength if you keep judging the people like this. There's something called Noivlois, which are withering away fruits that fall off of a tree. When they're disconnected from any type of chias, when there's something wrong inside of them, it's called a nevela. When you're menavel your peh, then it's pashut to me. What does it mean you're being menavel your peh? You know what you're doing? You're taking all the pnimius, the beauty of articulating, of the koyach adibor, of when Hashem said, create man, ruach memalah, the power of speech, and you're sucking it, all of what's great about you, all of your koyches, all of the things that separate you from the animal kingdom, you are physically sapping yourself of all of that chias. All of that chias. As the Rambam says, you're taking all the embarrassing parts of yourself and you're expressing them lefnei am ve'eda. A bachar who ends up talking this way has no shaychus with Torah. Don't be fooled by any Reb Chaim or any Tosfos, because inside he must be rotten. Inside he must be. Now, there's something called getting rid of something. There's habits. But if it happens for too long, you can't call it a habit anymore. It means you're in the gutter. It's a nibble of the peh. The Ksav Kabbalah of Rav Yaakov Zvi Mecklenburg in Dvarim Lamed Beis Vav on Am Novo V'lo Chacham. He says, just like there's something called a nevela, which is a carcass, a nevela is something that also is a ruchniistic destruction. A total destruction of ruchnias. That's a mice of nibble peh. And the Ramban on that pasuk says the word nevela means a nefila, a falling. Bringing something from very high places all the way down. And the Ksav Kabbalah says, anytime I take away the covet from something, it's called nevela. As he brings a raya from the pasuk by Kibud Av, it says, Ben Menavel Av. A Ben is Menavel Av. He takes his dad and takes out all of what's special, the covet of it. A Menavel is Piv is somebody who has nothing to say. He has nothing to say. The man has nothing to say. He has absolutely nothing to say. Look at what he has. Let's hear what the man has said. He's not saying anything. He's not saying anything that anyone ever needed to know. It's a maisa of nibel. And that's why the Maharal is Masbir and Chidushi Agoras, that's why the tefillahs don't work. Not even because of a punishment, Rabbosai. It's a consequence. If you have a broken mouth, broken, and you cry out to Hashem, even though you're not a serial killer, you're not. You're a good guy, even though you never did Gilui Arayos B'maisa. But it says in this pasuk in Yeshaya that they're going to cry out. Guess what you need to cry out? A mouth. And says the Maharal, you broke your mouth. So therefore, Hashem doesn't answer to tefillahs of somebody who doesn't speak. He already broke it. This is so serious. This so has to do, the seriousness of this has to do with the milchama that we have, with everything that's going on around us, the cheapness of everything that surrounds us. This is the area where you can see if somebody really grew, Rabbosai. How do you know if somebody really grew? If someone's really growing? How they express things? How they're talking? They're koyach adibur, because that's who they are. And I'm totally makir with all of this drama that there's so much habit involved in this sugya that, you know, there's like an aftermath of all of this schmutz that you're just used to. But we have to clean up shop, because the more a person uses these words, they go back in. If a person uses their dibur, which is their yisoid of what makes them an adam, and they bring themselves into this, dafka because they're not saying anything. You're right. That's the whole problem here. They don't know what they're saying. They're not right. It's just taking your mouth and putting a sledgehammer on it. And a person who's able to be makbid b'diburo, who's able to start understanding like a lamdan, right? When someone gives shir, what's the Rebbe saying? What's he saying? Also, your friends should hear you and they should know that you're saying something. There's so many people who speak and speak. It says in Yiddish, Eredin, Eredin, Rezakt, Gurnisht. He speaks and speaks and says nothing. So many people today are saying nothing. The whole Kayach Adibur was brought so you could say something. A sharp joke to cheer up your friends. A good piece of advice. This is the anti-Mitzias of a Peh, Rabbosai. We should all be Zocha to clean up shop.